The Apostle is the new film written and directed by its star, Robert Duvall. It's the story of a Southern evangelical preacher and his journey to salvation. Our film critic, John Powers, has a review.
The Apostle begins with an extraordinary scene. Robert Duvall is a Pentecostal preacher who's driving down the highway when he spots an auto accident. Treating this as a godsend, he goes to one of the cars, whose driver is clearly in terrible shape. Even as the cops order him to step aside, he keeps talking to the dying man, urging him to accept Jesus. He's so busy saving the driver's immortal soul that he shows not the slightest concern for the man's bodily life. And by the time he triumphantly finishes his spiritual exhortations, we find ourselves wondering, is this guy a minister or a madman? The preacher's name is Euless Sonny Dewey, and when the movie begins, he seems to have it made. He's got a big parish in Texas and a family he adores. But he loses it all when his wife, played by Farrah Fawcett, has an affair with another minister. These two conspire to get Sonny driven from his own church, and in his rage, Sonny lashes out, walloping the other man with a baseball bat. Suddenly a wanted man, he makes a journey into the wilderness, eventually winding up in Bayou Boté, Louisiana, a small, predominantly black town. There he does various odd jobs, and more important, seeks redemption through good works. Calling himself the Apostle, he attempts to reopen a closed church and begin preaching again. For Sonny's devotion to Christ isn't something so shallow as a mere calling. It's a direct personal relationship, as is clear when, his whole life collapsing, Sonny talks one-on-one with the Lord.
Give me a sign or something. Blow this pain out of me. Give it to me tonight, Lord God Jehovah. If you won't give me back my wife, give me peace. Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, give me peace. Give me peace. I don't know who's been fooling with me. You are the devil. I don't know. And I won't even bring the human into this. He's just a mutt, so I'm not even going to bring him into it. But I'm confused. I'm mad. I love you, Lord. I love you. But I'm mad at you. I am mad at you. So deliver me tonight, Lord. What should I do? Now tell me. Should I lay hands on myself? What should I do? I know I'm a sinner and a once in a while womanizer, but I'm your servant. Since I was a little boy, you brought me back from the dead. I'm your servant. What should I do? Tell me. I've always called you Jesus. You always call me Sonny. What should I do, Jesus? This is Sonny talking now.
The Apostle was a labor of love for its writer, director, and star, who financed the film out of his own pocket. The result is something of a one-man show. This isn't altogether a bad thing, for Duvall is a genuinely great actor. Although usually at his best in supporting roles, like Tom Hagen in The Godfather or Kilgore in Apocalypse Now, Sonny is probably his strongest lead performance, a lived-in characterization that comes complete with a goofy, bounding walk. Duvall gives us Sonny without ever passing judgment, making us feel that we're seeing a man in all his many-sided complexity. As a wounded cuckold and a hellfire preacher, a short-order cook, and a happy worker for the Lord. Although Duvall lacks the dazzling charisma of a world-class Bible thumper, he's no Jimmy Swaggart, it's a memorable piece of acting. But like so many actors who direct movies, Duvall is far more precise in creating his own character than in imagining the world around him. The movie's filled with unanswered questions, like, how did Sonny's adulterous wife manage to steal the church away from him? Or, how can Sonny keep making credit card calls without the police ever noticing? More damning, none of the other characters have a tenth of Sonny's depth. This is downright aggravating in the case of the black characters, who are at once sentimentalized, they spend far too much time grinning sweetly, and stripped of the power to act. They seem to have been waiting for Sonny to come and build them a church. Yet despite such artistic sins, The Apostle is well worth seeing, because it does something that our movies almost never do. It takes religion seriously, treating it not as a foible or a kind of grandiose hypocrisy. Sonny is not Elmer Gantry, nor is his flock portrayed as a bunch of suckers. Rather, Duvall offers us a world that will seem exotic to many viewers, but perfectly normal to millions of others, especially in the South. A world in which the Gospels matter more than CNN or Vanity Fair. A world whose inhabitants daily feel the real presence of God. The Apostle is a movie about men and women who, each time they sit down to dinner, know for sure that the Holy Ghost is sitting right there at the table.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.